We're talking with our friends from Bering Community Foundation and Lisa Cripps Downey joining me. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You guys staying very busy over there at Bering Community Foundation. A lot of things coming up. Let's highlight some of those events and things. Kind of going on a tour, right?
Yeah, so we have been going on a grant tour, going all over Bering County, telling folks, hey, here's what grant opportunities there are. Here's how you apply.
Yeah.
Giving them some tips on what's the best way to apply and what are some things that I should really look out for. So we've got two more stops left on our grant tour. We are going to be on today, Monday at 5:30, we're going to be in Coloma at the library. That's 5:30 tonight, and it's just an hour of great information. You get to hear from Susan Matheny, who's our program director, and she is just awesome and always entertaining.
Exactly.
And then,
definitely,
you met her. She's
absolutely
amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
So, and then on Tuesday, tomorrow, we will be at the Niles Buchanan YMCA at 5:30 doing the same thing. So you don't have to go to multiple meetings. It's the same information, but we really wanted to do stops all over the county. So we have been in New Buffalo, and we have been in Berrien Springs, and we did the Benton Harbor Library. And now we're hitting the last two corners, which would be Coloma and Niles.
Yeah, and this is good information, like you said, for people that are maybe part of a nonprofit or organization that, or they want to do something and they know that there are grant funds available, but they maybe don't know exactly how to write a grant or how to write a grant the right way in order to get those grant funds. So this is very informative and, like you said, very entertaining as well and really fun to do. So definitely, if you have a chance or if you're in the area in those spots while you guys are doing that grant tour, definitely take an opportunity to check that out, because you're not having people pay for it to come and
right.
enjoy this.
Right.
It's great and free information.
It's information, and we just want to make sure that we are providing access, that there's open access to our nonprofit organizations, to the funding streams, that at least the ones that we have available.
Right. Awesome. And then you also have some other things, some grant deadlines coming up as well, right?
Yes. So one of the things that you would learn about on the grant tour coming up, we've got our last two grant deadlines for this calendar year. On September 30th, our For Good grant deadline. And then on October 15th is the last deadline for the Frederick S. Upton Foundation grants this year.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, definitely two great grants to try and be a part of as well. Also, another thing that people can be a part of is your annual meeting and celebration. That's coming up too. What happens there?
Oh, so our annual meeting and celebration, it's September 21st at Mendel Center Grand Upton Hall. We do ask that you go on the website and you RSVP to join us so we know who's coming. But this year we are celebrating 70 years of philanthropy. And so, of course, this year's annual meeting is going to have a 1970s theme. It's going to be totally groovy. I'm too nerdy to say that word. But it is, we're going with a 70s vibe.
I love it.
And it'll be a celebration of what we've done this year in philanthropy. But then when we're really, it's because of 70 years of philanthropy, we are having another celebration. This is a little bit fancier. It's philanthropy through the decades. It's going to be at Grand Upton Hall on October 21st. It's a little fancy dinner party, and there'll be dancing, just a time to celebrate philanthropy.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to both of those, definitely being a part of those. And people can go to one or both if they want to.
Absolutely. Both of them require RSVPs and signing up for those things. But when that's all done, we start planning for senior care kits. And that happens in November. We really rely on our volunteers to get that done. That is hundreds of care kits for our homebound seniors that go out in the holiday season.
And is that something that people can sign up for soon, or is that coming?
That's coming up.
Okay.
That's coming up. We just recovered from backpacks.
Right.
So, So, but we are getting gearing up for those senior care kits already.
Yeah, not quite there yet, but you're definitely getting excited about it. And it certainly is a big help to seniors in our community. And it's an even bigger help when there are a lot of volunteers that take part in that. So be on the lookout for that soon. But you guys are staying very busy with a lot of stuff, needing for volunteers for a lot of different stuff, right?
Yes, we do stay very busy. We have a lot of volunteers. And how we're able to get things done is because of our volunteers, it's because of our current donors, it's because of past donors, and it's because of counting on and knowing that there will be future donors. And it's really amazing to me. We have donors who give small donations of money, but big donations of time. And this is a community foundation. It belongs to the community, and all of those things are just very important. And so we have some donors who give now, mm-hmm. and we have some donors who make estate gifts, and they're really planning for future and their future charitable legacies. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about today is some of the creative ways that people have been giving these estate gifts and choosing to do to create their charitable legacies with non-traditional assets.
Okay, non-traditional assets, what are those?
Okay, so we tend to think of maybe a cash gift or stock, mm-hmm. but there are other ways to leave a legacy gift with things that they're considered hard to value assets.
Okay.
It could be an art collection. It could be a classic car. It could be jewelry. We have had a donor who knows his kids don't want his art collection. And his fear is that it's going to end up in a garage sale. Some of the wonderful pieces. And instead, what he's doing is he's going to donate those assets and use the dollars that come from that to create a charitable legacy, to create a charitable fund.
Okay, that's really cool. What does does BCF do with those assets and those funds?
So we've assembled a team that really works to identify what is the best way to liquefy the assets mm-hmm. to get the best value. And once that is done, a charitable fund is created from the value, and that's what creates that charitable legacy. Mm-hmm. And the really nice thing about that is that not only is, in this case, the artwork, it's someone else who loves and who's going to love and appreciate the artwork the way that he did mm-hmm. is going to have the artwork. And then he's going to be able to continue to do some of the charitable work that he was doing with the fund that sale is going to create.
That's really awesome. And then can you do that with any assets? Like you mentioned cars and art, but can you do it with other stuff?
Sure. Well, depending on the value of the asset, sure. Yes. We recently received the gift of a home and the contents of that home as an estate gift. And the Barron Community Foundation was able to organize that, sell the home, and donate the contents as requested by the donor. And that is now a charitable endowment fund. And the owner really had peace of mind knowing that everything was going to be taken care of and her charitable wishes would be carried out. And she lived in the home until she died.
Yeah. Wow. And so you're thinking cars and houses, and people have that in mind, and maybe art collection, but can you do it in other ways? And get
sure,
creative with it?
It can get pretty creative.
Yeah.
So there's tangible personal property like the artwork and jewelry and classic cars.
Right.
There's also life insurance policies and real estate, intangible property like earned royalties or patent rights,
yeah.
Collections, things that are of value, but maybe your heirs aren't interested, even closely held business interests like a partnership or an LLC. Those can all be turned into a charitable gift to the foundation. Now, those are all really individual gifts.
Sure.
So we work very closely on things like that, on any kind of gift, with the donor to make sure that we are valuing those items properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gift leads to the kind of charitable work, their charitable legacy that they want to create.
Yeah, I think of even personally with my family and different assets that grandparents and parents have had over the years that, you know, I even said to my mom the other day, yeah, you see all this stuff here? I'm not going to want any of that stuff, but I do know that it holds value, not just personal value, but it actually things like fine china and stuff like that could actually have some worth and could be turned into a legacy grant, something like this. So, Lisa, if we wanted to learn more about that stuff, on all the stuff that we talked about, how can they learn more about things and kind of chat with you about this stuff?
So you can always pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 269-983-3304. You can also visit the website at bariancommunity.org.
Wonderful. Well, you guys are always staying very busy, but it's always nice to chat with you and hear about all the cool things you guys are doing in our community with the Bariancommunity Foundation. So, Lisa, thank you for spending some time with me this morning.
Thank you so much.